you're still on that long worker train. You're still there. You heard what Coach Trinquier said, right?
Which part?
He said that Lonnie has been playing great for the first part of the games, like the first 20 minutes, but he needs to learn to play the full game, the full 40 minutes.
Correct. Imagine what's going to happen when he puts in the full 40 minutes. Welcome back to the Early Fantasy Challenge podcast. I am Frankie Sachs. I'm joined by my co-host, Vasily Karamuza. Our other co-host, Javier Cancedo, could not be here this week, so we've gone all the way to the German capital to bring a true Fantasy Challenge expert. Welcome to the show, Ziga Samar of Alba Berlin.
Hi, Ziga. How are you?
Hi. First of all, thanks for having me in this podcast. I'm really pleased. I'm good. I'm doing good. Thanks.
Rumor has it you have been playing fantasy for a couple of seasons, but not this year. So I can help to wonder why is that?
Already last season, in the middle end of the season, I stopped to play. I want to be involved 100% if I'm doing something. So sometimes there were the games that I was changing the players in the last minute. So I didn't want to do it that way and still into it. Like still my brother, my friends are playing it. So I'm always attentive to what's going on in it.
How well have you done in the past? Tell us about some of your best teams, your best scores. How much of a competitor were you?
I don't remember the final scores, but we were playing between the friends and I was quite good, I can say.
I hope you're even better on court, and you're already on your second season in the EuroLeague. How are things going with Alba, and how do you see yourself progressing over this past year and a half?
Like you know, Alba wants to progress, the young players, the new players who come into the league. So it's a lot of up and downs in between the season. For sure, the start of the season, every time you have a little bit problems, but when the season is going, we're getting better. The better also the chemistry of the team. We're improving, all of us. Especially right now when we had a lot of injury, it was kind of like hard for us to play. But we managed.
This week we have the double week coming up. Tell us a little bit about how you prepare for that, having the two games in the same week and the challenges that it presents.
First of all, we were lucky that we didn't had the weekend game on the German league because Wolfsburg had some problems with their stadium. So we were able to practice a little bit more what's not usual for EuroLeague team. We practiced last 2 days a little bit more. We were playing a little bit more 5-on-5, getting back these feelings that you can do some mistakes on the practice that you are not allowed to do it on the games. So I think it will be really good for us, especially our team, to show it also on the game then what we improved and get a little bit more confidence. So, yeah.
Before we get into more on strategy and fantasy tactics, I want to say congratulations to Sergei Bastaya, who was the winner of our private league last week, scoring 231.4 credits, which is an amazing number. So congratulations again. Now, Ziga, when you played the fantasy, what was your strategy usually? Did you go for matchups? Did you look into for opportunities when there was an injured player in the team? How did you usually approach the game?
I think combining everything. For example, at the start of the season, you need to find somebody, I think, who will progress and get as much points as possible. To see somebody who is a little bit lower in the points managed, or somebody who don't play a lot long time, and then he come back and he's really low, lower than usual, and take him to get the points, because I think at the end of the season it's really important how many points you have, how good players you can take, because there's no much more players to choose from at the end of the season.
So let me ask, using your expertise as an Alba Berlin player, one of the players who's been very hot lately, people are very interested in that center, is David McCormick, who started the season in Milan. It didn't go so well for him there. He came to Alba. All of a sudden, he's putting up monster numbers. Should we believe in him for the long term? Is he someone who you recommend everybody should have David McCormack at center?
Yes, for sure. I think he will still progressing through the year. He will get more and more points. I think he's one of those guys this year.
But David is not the most popular player in fantasy from Alba Berlin. Can you guess who is? Actually, there are two players who are tied. They're bought by 6.4% of the managers. Can you guess who are those?
I think Matteo is one of them.
No.
6.4, you say?
Yes.
Right. Elias Repik?
No.
No. Then Trevier?
No. It's Tim Snyder and Jonas Matisek.
Ah, okay.
It's interesting that your first guest was Matteo, who I also have in my team. He's one of three guards that I like a lot, that I have room for two of them, who are right in that the 9 point credit, not nine credits, who I couldn't decide. So let me ask, when you're deciding, give me some advice. If I was deciding between Matteo, Tamir Blatt from Maccabi, and Nico Mannion from Milan, and they're all basically the same price, who do you like? I could take two of them.
I would first see who we play, who they play against, how they're doing in the last rounds, and how they did on the weekend. I think this it's important. If somebody is injured, how many minutes they will play. For example, Tamir Blatt is coming back from the injury. I don't know how he played on the weekend. So that would be first thing what I would look. Nico Mannion, I saw yesterday, he played well, but they lost again. So let's see how they perform. They play against Panathinaikos, yeah. So it will be a tough game. I think Mannion is a good option. And so I will take Mannion and Matteo for sure.
Can you guess who is the most popular player in fantasy this time? Who's the hottest?
I think Nikola Mirotic.
Okay, she's not that high, because he's one of the most expensive players right now. He costs 19.4 credits. I think he is the most expensive player right now. So TJ Shorts is the most famous one. How do you see him in his first EuroLeague season?
He's doing the same things that he was doing in first German League, BBL, and then Champions League when he was playing. Last year in Paris when they were playing EuroCup. He just transformed on the higher level in EuroLeague. I mean, it's amazing player, the hardest to guard for sure in the point guard position in all the league. It's doing unbelievable.
Speaking of guards who are doing very well in their first EuroLeague season, you guys are playing Žalgiris Kaunas this week, and they have Lonnie Walker, who I'm a big fan of. So I need to know what you've seen in preparing for the game about Lonnie Walker. What can you tell us about him? And is he a player that you also recommend that we should all have?
Honestly, I didn't see him yet playing this year. I need to see first what feelings he give me. And then I can let you know what if he's good or not good.
We'll start with the changes I made this past week. I only used 3 out of my 4. I don't know why. Maybe I will use the extra one later on. I was having like some doubts about it. But I traded Matthias Lessard to get Tyreek Jones from Partizan, who has been gaining some rhythm lately. And he has helped Partizan win multiple games in a row. I also traded Pippo Ricci from Armani to get Alberto Balde from Real Madrid. He has been gaining the trust of Chus Mateo, who has spoken very highly of him lately. So I think there's an opportunity there, and he was a cheap option for my bench, but better one than Ricci. And lastly, I traded Sergio Yule to get Tamir Blatt, as I said before. He costs 9.2 credits. He's back from his injury, but he has been producing numbers for Maccabi. He dished 10 assists in the last 2 games, I think, and he has been really productive in that end of the game. So I think there's an opportunity there as well. But I also have Nikola Mirotic on my team from last week and Sasa Vezenkov as the forwards. Carson Edwards is my other guard. David McCormack is my 6th player. I'm keeping Zeliko Bradovic in my bench. Partizan is playing as well. They have 5 wins in a row, if I'm not mistaken. And they're trying to make up for the losses they had earlier on in the season. I also have Ziga on my bench. Diop from Armani and Mats Razel from Monaco. As Isaiah had said in a previous episode, he's coming from the bench in real life. And he has his minutes always with Monaco. So I think it's a good option for 5.5 credits. Ziga, can you walk us through your team? I see you have Sasa Vezenkov, of course. He was the MVP of 2023. He's back in the league, so I think that's a very good option, Aziga.
Sasha is always performing on the high level. I think it's one of the guys who you can trust, especially for this second round. He will give you some points if, for example, in the first round, what I have exactly today will not perform on his best. Somebody who can be the captain and give you easy points, let's say like that.
Yeah, that's a good strategy, but Zagladay has also been killing it lately. He was the MVP of the previous round, so I think that's also a very good option, expensive one. You also have Theo Maledon, who has been a favorite for Javi, who's not here with us today, but he has also been producing pretty great numbers since he's been back from the NBA.
Yeah, he's also another player. Through the year, he will develop. So I think he can be just better and better option through the year.
And for your center, you have Tarik Jones, like I do. And also another player from Partizan, like actually two players from Partizan, Dwayne Washington and Buzniakovic for your bench. And you also have Zeljko Bradovic as your coach this week. And then I see two players from Red Star, Lazic and Dobrić on your bench, and two players from Baskonia, Diop and Savkov. I think you're going with the strategy that the first five players will produce the more points. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah. And some players who can play always. For example, Lazic, Salko. He didn't play that much, but I heard that he's doing good. He's my friend, so I think he can be the good option in next rounds.
Frankie, what about your team this week?
Well, first, I just have to push back. Both of you guys have gone very heavy on Partizan, which is playing Asvel, which is coming off the big win against Paris. I think they're pretty strong at the center position between Joffrey Laverne and Neil Sacco. So I see that the coach owned by the most right now is Jelko, but I'm a little nervous about that. You guys are going too heavy on all the Partizan players against the Asvel team that's also on the rise.
Yeah, that's correct. They beat Paris last week and did their 10-win strike, but can they end another strike? Because Partizan is also rolling. It's not the same when you play a domestic derby because, you know, they're both friends teams, they know each other, and it's very different when you play with the team from another country.
Well, we will see. I'd be nervous. So the moves I've made this week is at guard, I have sold Carson Edwards and Nico Mannion, at forward Tarik Biberovic, and at head coach, Coach Herbert. And I brought in the guards who we discussed before, Matteo Spagnuolo and Tamir Blatt. At forward, I brought in Filip Petrušev, who many people owned 2 weeks ago, and we sold him last week because he was not playing against Olympiacos, but I wanted him back. And Coach Trinchieri. And my starting lineup is for this week. It's also very interesting in this round. There's only two games in turn two. So I wanted to make sure I had some players for turn two, but I'm going four guards early. So I have Theo Maledon, Lonnie Walker, Blatt and Spagnuolo as my guards. I have Nikos Rokevopoulos from Baskonia as my forward and David McCormick as my center. And on the bench, I have two guys who will not get in because they're also turn one, which is Jake Cohen and Sirtak Stanley. But then I have Vezenkov and Petrušev who will be able to step in for turn two. So that's the team that I'm rolling out this week, and I'm confident in it.
Ziga, any comments on Frankie's team?
I mean, it's great team. I think all the guards are great. For sure, great team.
Thank you.
I like your backcourt pretty well, Frankie, I must say that. And I also applaud you for getting Nikos Rokavopoulos, who has been thriving lately. He has more minutes from Pablo Laso. He has been playing really well, both in EuroLeague and the Liga Endesa. He was on my thoughts, but unfortunately, I couldn't make the mouths to acquire him. I wanted him from my bench. And I think he also had a career high in points last week when Baskonia unfortunately lost to Virtus Bologna in the last minute with that four-point play from Will Clyburn. So yeah, some crazy endings in games. Also, Alba lost in the last seconds. Zika, how was that? How's that feeling when you have a game in your hands and you lose it in the last seconds?
It's tough. At the end, like you say, we had it in our hands 4 minutes until the end. We were up 1 minute until the end. We were up 4 points. And get this three-pointer from Marinkovic and then another two free throws and the pull-up from the Jones. It's tough, but we need to go to the next game and let's try to improve and win it.
Also, it's not fantasy relevant, but there's also the voting for the 25 persons that have stood out through these 25 years that EuroLeague is celebrating this year. Who's your GOAT in EuroLeague?
My GOAT?
Yes.
I need to say just one, or I can say...
No, you can say Mirko.
Okay. For sure, one of the GOATs, Šarūnas Jasikevičius. For me, was when I was younger, when I was growing up, he was somebody to watch. And Dimitris Diamantidis, Jaka Laković, I would say those three players, because they all play on my position, and they were somebody that I was watching when I was young.
Before we finish, we need to get everybody's captains for this week.
That's right. I will start with Ziga's captain. He has Tio Maledon for T1. I think, and he will go with Sasa Vazenkov as T2 if something goes wrong. Is that right?
Yeah, I think I didn't change it at the end. I wanted to go with Zach Lidej for the first round, and then
okay.
for one, Sasha Vazenkov.
Frankie, who's your captain?
Lonnie Walker for turn one, and then I have Sasha Vazenkov if Lonnie does not put up big numbers.
You're still on that Lonnie Walker train. You're still there. You know, you heard what Coach Trinkieri said, right?
Which part?
He said that Lonnie has been playing great for the first part of the games, like the first 20 minutes, but he needs to learn to play the full game, the full 40 minutes.
Correct. Imagine what's going to happen when he puts in the full 40 minutes.
Okay, so as my captain, I have Nikola Mirotic for T1. And if this... choice doesn't prove to be the best one. I also have Sasa Vazenkov playing on T2. That's a big advantage, another of many, for having Sasa Vazenkov on your teams. So I think that's all for this week. Ziga, thank you very much for being here with us. And Frankie, wrap it up.
So first, I want to remind everybody that this week we have two rivalry series games of the week. Make sure you tune in on EuroLeague TV first on Tuesday for Barcelona against Fenerbahce, and then later in the week in round 17 for Real Madrid against Monaco. Aside from that, all we ask you is to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, like the podcast, interact with us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and we will be back next week with more fantasy fun.